brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Captain Kelly Sweeney joining us in a moment. The hostage situation has had some major changes in the last 30 minutes or so, and he's, of course, successfully repelled a pirate attack on their large ship before killing some of the pirates. And he knows the captain that's now been kidnapped. So we're going to go to Captain Sweeney in just a moment. But Rob Dew is just in our video room where we're recording C-SPAN and other things, and this is what he caught. Tell folks, Rob Dew, my producer.
Yeah, so Larry Summers is being interviewed by this guy, and it's just him and this other guy up on stage. I think it's the Economic Press Club, and it just happened live. And behind him, there was two people. They were basically yelling to the crowd. They had a giant banner that says, "We want our money back." And they were telling him he needs to resign. He's responsible for this, and he's just sitting there kind of smiling, you know, nervous.
Were we recording that? I hope we were.
I don't know, but I popped the thing in and started recording.
Oh, so we weren't recording.
Yeah,
oh.
We probably missed it.
Damn.
But
well, we can maybe record it when it re-airs on C-SPAN.
Exactly. I'm recording now, so anything else that comes
up. No, it won't happen now. But anyways, I mean, this is an example of arrest the criminals, arrest the bankers. We have got to go after these people.
Yeah, I agree. And one other thing, if you're sending in stuff for the Chemtrails movie, please put it attention Chemtrails. Otherwise, it might get lost in the shuffle because we do get a lot of mail.
How many emails are you getting now on that?
I don't even want to talk about it. But, hey, I do thank everybody for sending their emails.
Hey, keep sending them out. Yeah, you know what? Just put it in a folder.
Yeah,
folder. And we're doing massive research, and we need your help on this. Okay, Rob, thank you so much. Let's try to find out when that's going to re-air. I'm sure the news will probably cover it. I got to have that because these criminals have to be arrested. Good job, my friend. Okay, now going, just for the next 20 minutes or so, then I'm going to get into the other news, including Keith Olbermann admitting Obama is worse than Bush on torture and secret arrest. That's right, worse. We told you. This guy is pure evil. Kelly Sweeney, Mariner's notebook, professionalmariner.com, and he also, of course, has a website, maritimeheadhunters.com. And he has his book about how they successfully repelled one of the most famous pirate attacks in the Caribbean. And he knows the captain of the ship that was hijacked a few days ago off the coast of Somalia. There's been new developments in the hostage negotiations. They're saying the crew retook the ship somehow, but they still have the captain in some dinghy. So to bring clarity to this is one of the most famous living captains out there today, Kelly Sweeney. Captain, it's good to have you back with us.
Ahoy, Alex. It's great being back with you and all your listeners. And boy, that's very kind of you. I don't think of myself as a famous guy. That's very kind
of you.
Well,
when you look into famous captains.
I think of you as famous, my friend.
Well, you know what comes with that, all the problems. But we're about to break, but just recap who you are quickly so folks know who you are. And then we're going to come back and tell us the latest. You know the captain of this big ship that was freebooted.
Yes. The guy who's on there now, it's Shane Murphy. I sailed with him. But anyway, Captain Kelly Sweeney, I'm a master mariner and a master towing vessels both. I have a Bachelor of Science degree in Nautical Industrial Technology from California Maritime Academy in 83. I've been on many different vessels in my career. I'm a columnist for Professional Mariner Magazine, one of the most widely read maritime magazines in the country, and author of the book From the Bridge, which people can get off my website, maritimeheadhunters.com. And in addition to all that, I also hook people up with jobs. And the last time we were on together in December, one of your listeners from Hawaii emailed me, and I got him a job, and he's on a ship in Taiwan right now.
Oh, great.
But in any case, so I do that. And then the guy who's in charge on the vessel now, Shane Murphy, he's not the one in the lifeboat. That's Captain Phillips. Shane was the chief officer. And he led the crew revolt after the pirates came on. And he led the revolt and took back control of the ship. And at this point now, is master of the vessel as it's steaming towards Kenya.
All right, stay there. There's been a revolt. It's a fluid situation. We have Captain Kelly Sweeney on, who knows some of the people on board that ship.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked the results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, break down exactly what's happening, the people you know on the ship, the inside scuttlebutt, plus the news you're watching on what's happening with the hijacking of the ship with 20 Americans on board off the coast of Somalia.
Yeah, so here's what happened. I got a mutual friend of ours, another master, emailed me yesterday hours before this story broke and told me, he goes, Shane's been hijacked and he's being held hostage. And I went, oh, no. So he was in contact with the family of a buddy of mine, and so I've been keeping track of it all the way along here. And what's been going on is this. This ship was on what's called what we call the grain run. It's a humanitarian aid run, running a government aid cargo up and down the coast of Africa. And I know I've known a lot of different people that have been on this run over the years, and it's just pretty much a steady gig all the time. Well, this ship was carrying that stuff. And so they were about 380 miles off the coast where they got hit. Now, they were unarmed. And so the pirates were able, with their weaponry and their skill, were able to get aboard and hijack the vessel. And then the crew revolted. And the way it normally works with the security plans that we have on board, I'm a certified vessel security officer as well. And what we normally do is we have a safe room where everybody goes on board. And they kind of, you take a muster and make sure, well, who's here, who's not here, so on and so forth. And so, as I understand, that's what happened. Then there was a revolt by the crew that attacked the pirates that were on board.
Oh, good.
Three of them ended up in the drink. And then they had one pirate that was being held by the crew, and then the pirates had were down on the vessel, and then they had the master. Now, there are varying reports. The report that I had, one report that I had was that Captain Phillips, who was the permanent master, offered himself in exchange for the crew. And I have not been able to confirm that, but that's the word. So then, at that point, when they tried to do a switch, an exchange, the crew let the pirate go and it was hoping to get the captain back. Well, then the pirates didn't let the captain back. So now what the situation is that you have a captain, you have the permanent captain, Phillips is his name, and he's in the lifeboat down with the pirates who are armed and holding him hostage. Then you have the crew up on there, and the first officer, Shane Murphy, the guy that I know, has now been promoted to, because of this terrible situation, has now controlled the vessel. The first officer always assumes command when the captain's not there. And so now Shane is the master of the vessel and starts trying to negotiate the release of the captain. That has been unsuccessful. So what happened then was that the Navy warship, the Bainbridge, started heading that way, and then they had a P-3 surveillance vessel, or aircraft, that was monitoring the situation off the coast. But we're still talking hundreds of miles off the east coast of Somalia. So in any case, at that point, the Navy came on, boarded the Maersk, Alabama, and has now, as I understand, is moving towards Mombasa under its own power and being escorted. The captain, the permanent captain, Phillips, is in a desperate situation because he is being held hostage on the lifeboat that is dead in the water, which I understand does not have any fuel. They burned up the small amount of fuel that the lifeboat has, and at this point is drifting, surrounded by the U.S. military. But the pirates have him being held hostage. So we've gone from a hijacked situation, and the crew revolted, and they were unarmed. So I have to find out later on how that happened. Nobody's been exactly sure how it happened. But I know Shane for having sailed with him. And actually, he was on board when we got hit by pirates on my watch, Christmas night 2003, which you and I talked about in the Rio Hina Dominican Republic. He was on that ship. But in any case, Shane is a very strong, aggressive, intelligent man. And I know that he is a proactive kind of guy. So he's not just going to sit by and let things happen. He went after it, and he succeeded, and the rest of the crew succeeded. And I give those people a lot of credit. That's a great thing.
But then again, we go back to the point of, why are governments trying to prohibit ships from being armed? The Israelis are armed, and nobody dare touch them.
I agree.
So now we have unarmed men fighting off armed pirates with AK-47s and no doubt grenade launchers. They always have those. 300 miles out in the ocean. This is disgusting that this has happened.
I agree 100%. I give the crew and the heroism and then Captain Phillips offering himself up. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, that's just sheer professionalism. And I give the Navy credit at least that they headed out there after it happened and responded quickly once they knew. But I agree 100% with you, and you and I discussed this previously. This should have never happened in the first place, and I believe if they had been armed or they had an armed guard contingent on board, which I suggested and commented on your show last time we were together, and they didn't do that, this would have maybe never happened in the first place.
Well, what about your mate that worked under you on another ship, the number two guy there, now the captain? I mean, this is amazing. He's been pirated twice, but you guys successfully repelled the attack. Briefly recap what happened there.
We were in Rio Hina, Dominican Republic, which is a well-known piracy area. Even though Somalia is where the piracy is in the news, piracy is rampant worldwide. As a matter of fact, and I don't want to digress too much, but a recreational boater, he and his wife, they were from England. They were they were both grandparents taking this dream sail around, retirement sail around the world in their sailboat. Were attacked by pirates off the coast of Thailand. He got his head blown off. This was just a few weeks ago. He got his head blown off, and they tied up his wife, grandmother, and raped her and left her for dead. And this is a recreational boater, but piracy is rampant worldwide. But in Somalia, it's a heavy duty. In Rio Haina, Dominican Republic, and the Caribbean is another high-risk area. And the company knew that, but they put armed guards on board our vessel, which people who get the book, and by the way, Alex, anybody who goes through the website, I'm going to cut them 10% off the price of the book and give them free shipping.
Yeah, tell folks about the book, the Bridge.
From the Bridge. It has page 92 or 94 or something, is a picture of me with those two armed guards hours before the pirates hit our vessel Christmas night. And they can actually see those guys with their weapons, and I'm standing right between them, and it's a great shot. In any case, I'm on watch. Pirates board the vessel right after midnight. These two armed guards, I see them go by. I lock down the ship, sound the alarm. Everything on our end, everybody starts moving. We go to the safe area, and I go back to investigate. And on my way back there, the pirates ended up getting in a shootout with the two armed guards, and one of the pirates ended up dead. Have his head blown off in the Rio Haina, in the Haina River. And we have no idea how many people boarded us, but I do know that one didn't make it back. And they stole a lot of equipment and stuff off the vessel while we were there. And I mean, nobody even knew it, but one of them paid with his life. But Shane was on there that night. He happened to be sleeping, or he's on a different watch. But Shane was on there. It was my watch, and it was my responsibility, and that's what happened. But
you know, I just can't... Absolutely. I just can't imagine raping a woman. I mean, I thought the whole thing was you want them willing. You know, that's the fun part. I mean, that's the whole issue. But, I mean, just the scum, how they routinely kill people they pirate in the pleasure boats, correct, Captain?
Yeah.
And can you imagine killing her husband and raping her? And then the governments are saying, no, citizens will not be armed on the seas. You will take it, because they hate setting the precedent that it's our responsibility and job to protect ourselves, because the nanny state wants to play God.
It's amazing to me. I agree. And this woman, she described having to climb through her husband's blood to get out of the get off the vessel. And I can't even imagine. You know, I can only imagine how traumatic and how terrible that must have been. And you know, but in any case, the official word from a number of shipping companies and from the IMO, the International Maritime Organization, is that, well, mariners, merchant mariners, because we're civilian, we're not military. We're paid to carry people or like on a ferry back and forth from one place to another, or goods, like in this case, from one place to another. That's what we do. But, you know, the official word is, well, you guys are civilians, and there's countries in the world that do not allow the private ownership of weapons, like Canada, for example, or England. They have restrictions. And so these companies are using that excuse, and the IMO is using that excuse, to not arm merchant vessels. But obviously, Zim Container Line, where a good buddy of mine works, a schoolmate of mine, they have a whole different policy, because they're officially in the Israeli National Guard, and everybody on board those vessels has an Uzi, and they know how to use it. And I have never heard of one pirate being stupid enough to try to hijack a Zim Container Line ship, because they know they're going to be facing down 20 or 25 or 26, however many on their board, Uzis and people who know how to.
But again, them. Israel wants their people to actually, you know, be armed, be protected, because they're about, you know, their sovereignty. All these other countries want their people to be slaves. So, of course, they don't want the message, you know, that people should be armed. This is just unbelievable. So currently, the captain 300 miles off the coast of Somalia.
Right.
I mean, is the dinghy still going along with
the lifeboat is drifting. The lifeboat is drifting out in the Indian Ocean right now. And the Navy is standing by there. And the actual ship itself, as I understand, is heading towards Mombasa, which is the port we're heading to next. And so now we've gone from a hijacked situation, and Shane Murphy, who was number two, is now number one captain on board, is taking the vessel out of harm's way and the rest of the crew, and now we've got a hostage situation. The FBI now has people on board, and they're working with the Navy, FBI hostage experts, on negotiating some kind of a settlement or whatever for a release for the captain. And there are many of us who are praying right now for the Captain Phillips. And the heroes, the Merchant Marine heroes like Shane and the others who saved our vessel, and also for Captain Phillips, and hopefully for the Navy people to save Captain Phillips' life.
All right, let's do five more minutes on the other side, then, folks, I'm going to get into a host of other news. It's very important, a lot of breaking big news today, but I want to specifically talk about, from past experience with the Somalis, who are completely out of their minds on average, very daring, by the way, very reckless, how this is going to end. We should be praying for him. I mean, they need to understand that if they harm him, they just need to wipe that boat out. They need to let the Somalis know that.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot.
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
The type of bizarre reports we've got of how just out of their minds some of the Somalis are. This is from American Morning, CNN. Somali women flocking to port in hope of marrying pirates. So it's just a big carnival atmosphere as they go out on a daily basis robbing and killing and stealing off their coast. And they've now tried to seize the aid ship. They got there was a revolt against it. Again, unarmed revolt. Again, folks, if you got motivation, there's nothing that can stop you. As long as you, well, anyways. Going back to Captain Sweeney, Kelly Sweeney, who knows the acting captain right now, who was number two in command, the captain is been kidnapped. He's out there in this small boat, and you've got the Navy around him. How do you see this ending? I mean, I know you don't want to, you know, state fate or something here, but I mean, will the Somalis be rational and understand that one way or the other, it's better for them to give him up, or do they think they're going to be able to be let free if they let him go?
I'll be honest with you, Alex. I have read comments at various times by pirates who have been interviewed on board vessels or ashore after they get ashore. And every one of them said, we're not afraid to die. And that is very, you know, that's scary. Because if you have that kind of attitude and there's people in this lifeboat drifting on the Indian Ocean, and they might just say, you know, we're going to, you know, take the captain out and prove a point. And we don't really care if we die. And most Somalis, they're Muslim, and I don't know if they have that attitude that, you know, they're going to, you know, go to heaven or something because of that. But in any case, they're not afraid to die. What I hope happens is they'll be reasonable and understand that they really are, at this point, they're either going to have to give the captain up to save themselves and be arrested, or they're going to get, you know, if they kill the captain, I believe they're going to get blown out of the water almost instantaneously. If because they're being watched, and I think that if the military and the surveillance that's going on right now shows if they kill the captain, they're going to get blown out of the water, and they have to know that. And I hope they see reason and at least see that at this point they only have two ways they can go, and that's it: either give themselves up and the captain up, or you know, end up dying. They're desperate people, and this is a desperate situation. And I'm hoping that it comes out to a positive end.
Now, specifically, what was the exchange with Captain Phillips giving himself up?
As I understand, he offered himself to save the crew. That's one story. Nobody's obviously been able to confirm that, but as I understand, that's the story. Is that he offered himself to save the crew. And then so the crew had one of the pirates hostage. When they tried to make the exchange of pirates, they let the one pirate go that they had, but then they wouldn't give up the captain. So basically, the pirates got one of their own back, but then Captain Phillips was still down there being held hostage. So Shane took over, and at this point, they're heading out of there. And I think, personally, I have a good friend over there right now, and that's not far, probably a couple hundred miles from where they're at. And his company has four armed guards on board their vessel. They're Gurkhas. It's a British outfit. There's a Brit, I think, that's in charge of them. And they have four armed guards patrolling that vessel at all times. And they mean business. And I think that either you arm the crews or the companies pay for armed escorts, like a convoy situation that the military goes through, or they pay for armed guards. Place them on board the vessel in high-risk areas.
Well, that's going to be a lot cheaper than the – isn't it in the billions now with all the stuff being stolen and the cost of insurance going up?
Yeah, the insurance on the average for a trip like the Cirrus Star that was taken, the insurance goes up at least on average $100,000 to $200,000 for every voyage. And, of course, the consumers are paying for that. And but in any case, yes, the last year alone, the reports are between 180 and 300 million. And that's just what's reported. Even the International Maritime Organization admits that only about half the piracy attacks are reported, because it's just like a fender bender when people don't want to say anything when the insurance company raises their rates. Same thing here. When they get hit by a pirate attack, the companies don't want to have their insurance rates raised, so they pay everybody off and it's hush-hush. And so even the IMO says only about half of them are reported, but between 180 and 300 million has been taken in ransom money just last year alone in Somalia.
Hundreds of millions in ransom, not counting the insurance going up. So clearly, my guesstimation of a billion is probably accurate.
I would say that it's well on its way, let's put it that way. I mean, I don't think anybody really knows because nobody's coughing up all the details.
All right, Captain Sweeney, I would like to have you pop in tomorrow in the aftermath of this or with any new developments. Can you do that again at noon?
Alex, anytime for you, no problem.
Okay,
if I'm ashore, I'll be glad to do it. And I'd love people get a hold of me at maritimeheadhunters.com. I'd love to hear from your listeners. They can check out Professional Mariner. And if I'm ashore, my friend, I'm always there for you.
Fantastic.
No,
we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Captain.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. I did a full hour of overdrive yesterday. 5 hours. We're going to start simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next hour. I didn't get everything said in that interview with economist and filmmaker George Humphrey. He'll be in studio next hour. For like 45 minutes, we're going to open the phones up. Then we got a chemtrail expert on, you know, in light of Obama's plan to geoengineer the planet. Mirrors CFR policy documents. Radical terraforming programs come from the elite internationalists. Well, of course, they are manipulating the atmosphere, and the president is saying, oh, yes, we're doing this for your safety. They've been studying it, manipulating the atmosphere. Now they're talking about doing it to save us on a larger scale. So we'll be breaking that down and going over it in a lot of detail. Also, again, coming up, I want to talk about this with George Humphrey and take your calls later. Obama to make immigration bill a priority despite risk. And they admit it's totally unpopular with Hispanics, totally unpopular with Americans, period. 90+% with 91% in Gallup polls. The economy's totally bankrupt. The illegal aliens, almost all of them get on welfare. They're bankrupting the Western states. That's admitted. And their answer is more government, more illegal aliens. I mean, Mexico's 100 million people. They're having millions of new people a year. All of Latin America wants to come up here. The corruption down there is so incredible that many areas of the Southwest now run just like Mexico. There's more than 7 towns in the Southwest in Texas alone that fly the Mexican flag at the courthouses, El Cenizo and others. That's even been on CNN, but I told folks that 10 years ago because I saw it in the front page of the San Antonio Express News Mr. Gonzalez wrote an article in Horror. And so Obama's doing that. I've also got constitutional law expert. It appears to me, yes, we can means yes, we can do anything that we want when it comes to unlawful programs. And here's Turley and Keith Olbermann saying Obama is worse than Bush on secret arrest, on secrecy. Of course they are. No matter when they put a Republican in after Obama, it's going to be even worse. And I'll go from being a right-wing fascist not liking Obama to being a hardcore commie the day that Republican is sworn in. Of course, I never was a hardcore commie. I never was a fascist. I never was a racist. I didn't support Lenin or Mao or Hitler. I was a constitutionalist. These presidents work for the bankers, the offshore people looting this country, period. So that clip's coming up here in just a few minutes. Also, a huge complete list of other previous MIAC reports in Missouri. We now have them. The last one was the Modern Militia Movement. The other one was Modern Committees of Safety. That was what Edwin Vieira, Dr. Vieira, setting up, where just citizens set up committees of safety to take control of their governments and get good sheriffs elected peacefully. And they're listing them as terrorists. Wouldn't you love to get that full document? Anarchist movement, National Socialist movement, so they mix it in with these unsavory groups. The feds control the anarchist movement. That's what really, I mean, the federally controlled one, not you if you're a legitimate anarchist. Please don't twist what I say. Sovereign citizens movement, listen to this. Leaderless resistance, illicit use of digital music players. Yes, it's terrorism in all these documents, everyone I ever get to download music. That's terrorism. And it's all how they're spying on everybody. We just got the Virginia report, 150-something pages, and it's all how they're spying on all of us. And boy, it's secret. They don't want this out. By the way, Kurt, can you read over that document? We did it on air yesterday. Can we get an article with at least some of the bullet points? It's pretty shocking, and it's going to be bigger than the MIAC report. And if we make it a big story, we can start getting it reversed like we did in Missouri in Virginia. I know my guys are working to the bone here. Somebody else write an analysis of it. We'll link to it. But just, we can't do it all. And I know I sound more and more frustrated. It's because it's all coming down on us. So that's coming up in a moment, Turley report. Before we do that, I want to bring up one of our great sponsors who joins us every month or so, and that's Akola Blue, because listeners have questions about these, and it's best that the head of the company, the designer, be part of the show so that we can answer those questions. Again, people are in the office, and they see visitors, and they say, what is that? Where's the water hose coming into this? How does this thing give you hot water, cold water? You know, it's got a nice digital computer readout. Where's the water? And I go, oh, it comes from the air. And they go, the air? I had electricians here putting in coffee makers, stoves, a bunch of stuff in the office break area, and I had them over there trying to hook a water line to it. And I said, no, it doesn't need it. They said, but there's no humidity. What do you mean this gets water out of the air? And I said, believe me, don't try to hook a hose up to it. I stopped them because you can hook a hose up if you want. And instead of the, it's got seven filters in it. Use it as a reverse osmosis thing. Anyways, I'm digressing. The point is, there's water in the air, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and go to Tyler Palmer of AcolaBlue.com. Tyler, good to have you here with us.
It's good to be here, Alex, and it's true that they're spying on us, and I'm ready for the water police. That's the next thing. I don't know if you've been following the water rationing that's going on out here in California, but...
Yeah, they've shut off the three major rivers, claiming that endangered fish, some of them that aren't even from the United States, will die. And so they've artificially cut the water off, and they give, in most of the big cities, you get toilet water, toilet to tap, and all the great chemicals. But you should just drink the toilet water.
Yeah, especially if you have, high blood pressure, diabetes, or heart disease. The salts and all that stuff that's in the municipal water, the toilet water, that'll just be wonderful for your conditions, really what I'm worried about is the increasing regulation in all of our lives. I mean, there's not one part of my life that isn't regulated from the time I get up till the time I go to bed. There's some law or something, that's regulating it. And now that they've got this water rationing going on, I was at a conference a few weeks ago, and I saw that they had wireless flow meters. And I thought, what are these going to be for? Well, they're going to be able to monitor how much water you use per day and issue fines or worse if you go over that. So people, and including those that are already off-grid, a lot of people don't think about the water context of being off-grid and self-reliant. And it's going to become increasingly important, and it's a critical time in getting the word out, I think.
There's a comedian that has a show that's carried on some of the Air America stations. He put a video up yesterday, but it wasn't a funny video. He was serious, saying, he hopes I get raped. It's my fault. Cops got killed. And basically, they're taking over our society, and if we don't like it, so what? And then Daily Kos has an article by one of their big writers openly saying they can't wait for armed conflict with the American people. They're in control of the state now, and that when they bomb our homes and kill our families, we'll learn who the boss is. So that's like when Bill Clinton had Ron Silver, the Hollywood actor, and he was being sworn in, and some jets flew over, and Silver got mad and said, how dare them fly those planes over? And he and Clinton said, those are our planes now. And so they're literally just going, and they're openly announcing, they're going to remote control. It's already happening. Your thermostat, they're putting it in right here in Austin. They're going to remote control your water. England's announcing this. And then when you say you don't like it, these little dirtbag control freaks funded by the big bankers, by Soros, get up there and go, listen, we've got the weapons, and soon we'll be crushing you. Yeah. I mean, literally, these are what they want to do, a Stalinist purge. They've always hated America. They hate mom and apple pie. They hate the Second Amendment. They hate the free market. And these people are dirty, degenerate scum. And they do want to tie us down and rape us. Yeah. That's what, listen, you know, I was thinking about these Somali pirates and people raping women. We were just talking about it earlier.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to hold you over if I need to be, but I need to say this now. I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about, you know, me, somewhat of a normal person. I'm seen as strange because I'm old-fashioned. You know, it's red-blooded, aggressive. You know, that's bad. You know, I'm married.
You're not emasculated. You know, you say what you think, and...
Well, the issue is, but exactly, but the issue is, but I'm nothing special. That's what's incredible. But I'm supposedly bizarre. They're open. But think about the mindset of wanting to rape somebody. Okay, to me, that is totally alien. The whole point is you want the woman into it, all hyped up, you know, you get into sex and stuff, but, you know, I mean, you know, you want it to be fun. That's the whole, I mean, to me, that's the whole turn on here, is the more hot the woman is, the more she's into it. It would be horrible for me to rape a woman. I couldn't imagine that, but there's types of people that love to rape women. That's who the globalists are. They love the sadistic taking. And so this talk show host gets up and says, I hope you get raped, Alex Jones. He plays a clip of me saying, I don't want to be forced a thumb scan to buy and sell. I feel like I'm being raped. And he goes, well, I hope you get raped. And then he talks about how I'm a bad person. My parents are bad. I'm degenerate. I'm evil. I don't have any power, because he knows we do have power, and that's what upsets him, because they want our guns. And he goes into how there were millions of guns are being sold a month, 1.2 million or something, you know, background checks a month. He's freaking out, frothing, because you don't like it, you degenerate, scum-sucking parasite. You do want to rape me. You do want to chain me down and have the state with all the power, where I've got to bow down to you and all your pot-bellied, degenerate control freaks, and you hate it that we're not the Russians or the Germans that gave into it. You hate it that you're going to lose, and you're starting to realize that when we take this country back, we're going to arrest all you criminals and bring you to justice who've been calling for raping people and taking our guns. So you listen up and listen good. I'm glad you're scared, and I'm glad you realize we're taking this country back, scumbag.
Now, I
apologize, but when I've got national people calling for my rape, and then writing articles at Daily Kos about how they can't wait to kill our families, and they're serious. Okay, when I say that, folks, I know the enemy. Now I'm going to shut up and go back to our sponsor at Ecola Blue. Tyler Palmer, you're absolutely right. Take control of your lives. Get an Ecola Blue today. Tell folks how it works.
Well, the machine takes the humidity in the air and condenses it. It brings it through a electrostatic air filter. Takes that condensate, filters it through five carbon filters, one RO filter, and that's a reverse osmosis, and then puts it in a holding tank and blasts it with 245 nanometer UV light. And then there's a secondary UV light when you're getting water right out of the tap. So it's good, clean water. And one of the things that we haven't mentioned, but I want to emphasize, is just how good the water tastes. I've had people, very incredulous about the machine, and then they taste the water and they're completely sold. It is, bar none, the best tasting water out there. Because,
and let me tell you, these little chicken neck, dirt bagged, pot bellied, do nothing in their lives control freaks that think their job is to rule and control our lives. They don't want you to have an Ecola Blue.
No.
And again, they don't want you to have guns. They don't want you to be self sufficient. They don't want you to live in the countryside. They want to take your children, put them on Prozac, have their way with them, because they are degenerate scum. They are rapists. They want to rape your freedom, rape your liberty. By the way, John Harmon, did I send you that clip? In fact, I know I sent it to you last night because I gave you the time code. There's so much cussing in the piece. John at the network, do you have the clip I sent you of the guy saying, rape me? Okay, so the cussing is cut out. Let's play part of the raping right now. This is what they put out. Now this is this is their video blog, but their other hosts are saying similar things on shows carried by Air America that I've done nothing to. Now this is what George Soros funded people have to say about me.
You know what? I wish he was being raped there. You know what these people's biggest fear is that no one gives a shit about them.
Hey, John, I know you edited it, but can you play the clip? He's playing the clip of me saying, I don't want to be forced to thumb scan to buy and sell. I feel like I'm being raped. I tell the state police and then they arrest me. So you understand, he's cutting from that. I'm not going to give the guy's name. I'm not going to give him attention. I'm not going to give this scum what they want. Yeah, but he's accusing me of making this white supremacist that hated me and was attacking me. The media knew that, lied and said that I made the guy kill the cops. Now they've been forced to retract. Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, two separate retractions in articles. Daily Cost is retracted, Raw Stories retracted, others have retracted. This guy doesn't care. He comes out and calls for me to be raped, for me to be sodomized, basically. This is what this guy would love to have me in a prison camp. And he goes on for 10 minutes. It's the most vicious stuff I've ever heard. And this is the loving liberal. They're so angry we got guns. They're so angry they can't do what Joe Stalin did, that the globalists funded. Now go ahead and play this piece of filth.
You know what? I wish he was being raped there. You know what these people's biggest fear is that no one gives a shit about them. Their biggest fear is insignificance. Their biggest fear is that they really aren't.
Stop right there. See, they always want to make us feel like we're not important. The people don't have power. We can't affect change. What am I always telling you? You have amazing power. You have incredible power. There are incredible things you can do. You can move mountains. What do we want? Local control, Bill of Rights, Constitution, lower taxes, the government out of our lives. We don't want our borders wide open. You're coming down on us. You're coming after us. And you then get mad at us when we stand up to you, you little bully. You're not going to get to rape me, pervert. Do you understand, punk? Go ahead and try it with your SWAT team. You're not getting away with it, cockroach. Now play the punk.
Their biggest fear is that they really aren't that important. Their biggest fear is that no one's going to recognize them.
And pause again. Your biggest fear is you don't get to run things and run our lives, you parasite. Your biggest fear is we're figuring out how much power we got, punk. Go back to him.
These are all distinct and dangerous cries for help from poorly parented who seek to harm and hurt in the name of to make.
Hold on, wait a minute. But this guy wants to rape me. Back to him.
To make themselves known to people. They are misguided, and when they are charismatic, like someone like Glenn Beck or somebody like Alex Jones, and they're exploiting the damage of people who live in this world who are desperate, angry, and misguided, that they become dangerous populist leaders. They are the criminals. If the FEMA camps are for anybody, it's for what these people will do when they think the end of the world is here. There is a way to fight this stuff. There is a way to deal with
it. Okay, there you go. That's enough of the punk. I'm going to play. I may even say who he is later. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got the reports confirmed all over liberal talk radio. They are saying, I said murder police. Now it's gone from, a white supremacist who was attacking me, they went and found his post, so they decided to put me in the articles, to now outright lying, saying I'm saying kill cops. Going back to the head of a Cola Blue, Tyler Palmer, we're going to hold you over and talk about the unit here. I just got so upset remembering this. What do you think of that, sir?
I think that guy is a complete degenerate, and he's just trying to marginalize anybody, all of us who are taking our power back and our rights back. And, you know, how dare, Alex, you become a leader? What are you thinking, you know? How dare any one of us become a leader and think for ourselves? And when you say, when you mentioned about putting Prozac in our food or drugging us, they could easily put that in our water supply.
They proposed it. I've got mainstream news proposing putting Prozac in all the water.
Yeah.
Stay there. But folks, these scum. These are the people spraying the skies, and now the president, you know, is admitting it. These are control freaks.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Yeah, if that Air America host tries to rape me, he'll go to prison.
But that train
calling for violence, but that's okay for them. All right, let's go back to Tyler Palmer, the engineer and head of Cola Blue, ecoloblue.com. That's ecoloblue, a Cola Blue, acolablue.com. Big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Look, these are fabulous units. There's a few other atmospheric systems out there. You guys are the best. That's what we went out and tested them, looked at them. I got one in my office, one in my house. I got off into the side issue of ranting there, but it all comes down to these control freaks. This is the best water you can get, isn't it?
It really is. I tried to be as dispassionate as I could when I first sampled it, and I was completely blown away by how good it tasted. It would pass any blind taste test. I mean, you taste something, the water that comes out of a tap, it tastes like chlorine, it stinks like chlorine, it's got fluoride in it, it smells like God knows what's been in it.
Well, that's good, though. No, it doesn't matter if everybody's getting cancer and diabetes. Drink more water. It's good.
Right. And get your fluorosis, you know, destroy your teeth, overdose on fluoride.
And they admit it gives boys bone cancer. Just Google fluoride, water fluoridation, bone cancer. You'll be reading mainstream news. So tell folks about the unit. Tell folks how they call and get it or check it out.
Well, if you call 1-800-691-6043, you can order the unit, or you can go on to our website at www.ecoloblue.com. That's ECOLOBLUE.com. And for those of you who are in Canada or overseas, you can call us at 925-231-0206. Today, in the spirit of that rant that you went on, and to help get the word out and support you, we are going to, we want to buy the first 200 people who purchase, your latest three films, The Obama Deception, Endgame, and Terrorstorm.
Awesome.
So those will be included with the machine. We're also going to give a free year of filters. And free shipping. We know it's tax day coming up.
Wait a minute. This is going insane. You usually, when you come on, give like a little discount. You're giving a shipping, which is like a $100 discount. You're giving the filters, which is, what, a $180 discount, I think you said last time. And you're giving them three DVDs, a $60 discount. So what is that? I mean, that's like half off or something?
No, it's not half off, but it's a substantial it's a break. Think of it as the Ecolo Blue Tea Party for Tax Day. We know people are going to having to force to pay for this system on Tax Day to finance all of this evil that's going on in this country and in our world, and we want to give people a break, and that's really what we're all about. We just want to make people self-sufficient. We want people to get the word out. So if you already have your films, give them to your neighbors or your friends, or just leave them on a park bench or whatever. But we've got to get the message out, because we are getting a critical mass now, and it's growing.
Absolutely. Fire out the number. Free shipping. What type of value is that on average? I know it's different.
That's $100 value for the free shipping.
And then aren't the filters, didn't you say, that's $180 off?
We're doing a 1 year, so it's about $70 off.
Okay, I guess last time you did more than that.
Yeah,
and then, okay, that's where I remember the number, 180. Okay, well, that's still a huge discount. The number is 925-254-3747.
No, it's
231-0206. Okay, stay there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.